A rainy day can be a blessing in disguise, was the judgment of one of the organizers of this year's Sweet Chestnut Fair in the tiny French village where I live. Because of almost uninterrupted rain, only about 10,000 people turned up. Had it been sunny, there would have been total traffic chaos. Some visitors came out of curiosity. The fair is only 5 years old. For others, it has become an annual journey down memory lane. Until fairly recently, the chestnut was a central part of the diet here in Châtaigneraire, literally the chestnut grove. The air was fragrant with the smell of roasting chestnuts, at least until the downpour soaked the grill. There were stands selling cakes made with chestnut flour and open sandwiches of mashed chestnuts, cheese, and bacon. There were also articles made of chestnut wood, such as baskets, furniture, and walking sticks. One of the highlights of the fair was a cookery competition for original recipes incorporating chestnuts. The president of the panel of judges was the chef Michel Bras, who owns the best restaurant in the region. Bras has written a massive cookbook of inventive recipes, many of which call for the wild plants and mushrooms he comes across as he goes on his daily jog. People packed into the village hall as the competition started, partly because they wanted to see the famous Bras, and partly because it was pouring down outside. The crowd watched calmly as the judges sampled mouthfuls of seven dishes and gave them marks for appearance, taste, balance, and so on. The winning recipe was a delicious charlotte of chestnut puree and cream, served with a bitter orange sauce. At that point, the audience, already deeply frustrated at not being allowed to taste the dishes themselves, stared in amazement as Bras made a harsh summing-up speech. "I couldn't find the taste or texture of the chestnuts of my youth," he said, before running off to his car. There was a jollier atmosphere at the Aligot evening. Aligot is a local dish consisting of cheese, mashed potatoes, cream, butter, and garlic. A huge iron pot of the kind used for cooking pig food was carried in. Three well-built young men stirred the mixture vigorously with what looked like canoe paddles. Then, to cheers from the 340 diners, they announced it was ready. An hour later, after everyone had eaten their aligot, made from 145 kilos of potatoes, 42 kilos of cheese, 12 liters of cream and 4 kilos of butter, the waltzing began. It was a proper village dance, where anyone was free to invite anyone else for a spin round the floor.